This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Our special guest today is Sean Wade. Sean's with Plains Cotton Growers. We're set to talk cotton in just a few moments. Let's not talk cotton right now, though. Let's talk livestock. Specifically, USDA's World Ag Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jackanowski has the latest forecast for steer prices for both this year and next year.
Currently, prices are strong, so we raised our price forecast by 70 cents per hundredweight. Right now, forecast at $142.80 per hundredweight. We didn't make any change to our price forecast for 2023, but year over year, 2023 compared to 2022, steer prices are currently forecast up $10.71 per hundredweight.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Sean Wade. Sean is Director of Policy Analysis and Research with Plains Cotton Growers, headquartered in Lubbock. Online, plainscotton.org. And Sean, as we start our conversation off, it comes on the heels of the most recent crop acreage certification report that came out from USDA just a week ago or so. And it is, I mean, that's kind of a big deal, isn't it?
It is. It's really one of the only ways that we have to track, you know, kind of how acreage is being disposed of, you know, during the growing season, you know, what acres are initially planted, you know, when we have, you know, adverse weather or other activity, you know, that can be detrimental to the crop, how many of those acres are being impacted and being failed out that will ultimately not make it to harvest. And so the certified acreage report is really a very important tool for us and one of the only ways we can kind of drill down to the county level at this time of the year. And so, like you said, we had a report there about a week and a half ago that came out and really didn't show a lot of change, I think, from the August numbers that we saw initially. But we have kind of reached a milestone from a crop perspective in that from about September the 15th on, the federal crop insurance program, especially on a cotton appraisal methodology, will shift or has shifted from a stand count, you know, just purely looking at how much of a stand is out in the field, to what we call a boll count appraisal method. So they're actually going out and evaluating those bolls that are on the plant and what potential yield might be in the offing for the crop. And so after the September 15th, that's kind of our general date that we see that shift happen, we're beginning to now hear in just what we expected to hear, which is reports of more and more acres being appraised and released through the federal crop insurance program as a result of this year's drought. Of course, many of those acres were just dry land acres that we knew were going to come out eventually. But we're also beginning to hear that maybe a few more irrigated acres than we anticipated might also end up being released as, you know, the rainfall that we received a few weeks ago, you know, may have, you know, impacted the crop in a few unexpected ways. Maybe encouraging some of that little bit of yield that was on the plant to be aborted in favor of the plant trying to produce new growth. And so it's going to be really interesting to see how we end up over the next couple of weeks. And when we get to that early October certified acreage report, see how much those numbers change and kind of give us a better feel for, you know, ultimately how many acres we're going to have for harvest here on the high plains of Texas.
So really, at this point, it's somewhat of a betting game to see whether or not USDA was and NAS was a little closer on that August estimate or the September estimate. Some believe they were just trying to hedge their bets on both sides here, have a high number and a low number, and hope that final number comes right in the middle somewhere. Would you agree?
That may be a little bit. That could be correct, I suppose. I would tend to think that the August report from NAS was probably going to be a little bit more accurate than we had first anticipated. You know, certainly we hoped that the crop would be better. And certainly when we saw those additional planted acres that were identified in those certified acreage reporting numbers, towards the end of August. That certainly influenced NASA's kind of increase in the crop going into that September report. So we'll just have to see if, you know, as these acres get failed out, if we see a few more acres than we maybe anticipated, we may see that that production number reverse course and get a lot closer back to that August threshold that we saw, of right around 3 million bales of cotton here in the state of Texas. So it's been just a really tough year, very much a roller coaster year. And like I say, it's really one that's very difficult to pin down. But we're getting closer to the end of the, to the end of the game here. And, you know, we'll just see how everything looks when we cross that finish line.
So Sean, in the past, we've had programs like WIP and then WIP Plus, which came in for really to handle those acres that we lose to drought. And hurricane was obviously in there as well. So we had the WIP, we had the WIP Plus, and then it became the Emergency Relief Program, or ERP. Is there any hope that we might see that extended for the 2022 growing season?
You know, I think that we do have a good opportunity to see an extension of ERP for 2022 crops. Certainly, we've had significant weather impacts, especially, throughout the Texas and the Great Plains back west. So there's certainly a lot of need out there. And that is a topic of conversation that's gained some traction in Congress. And so it would not really surprise us to see something happen after the elections as Congress comes back to consider, an omnibus reconciliation budget appropriations type package. And certainly Plains Congress is advocating for that. In fact, we've got our CEO, Cody Besson, and our officer team are up in Washington, D.C. this week. And that's one of their primary topics of conversation. They meet with Senate and House members is to kind of just reiterate how important that extension is going to be to producers trying to really find a way to kind of navigate their way through a very, very difficult 2022 growing season. Just the economic impacts that short crop is going to have on a lot of folks, especially here in the state of Texas, and most especially here on the high plains of Texas.
So we've talked about planting the crop. We've talked about growing the crop. We've talked about acres that won't get harvested. Maybe it's a good time to throw in the fact that once they are harvested, we will see those bales classed. That was just one big thing that happened last week for the industry. You also had another big meeting as well, right?
We did. We were very, we've been watching the new Lubbock classing facility being built on the Texas Tech campus year and a half, almost 2 years now. And last Wednesday, was the grand opening ceremony, I suppose, for that facility to kick off its initial season of classing, which will be this year. And we had a lot of industry folks, a lot of the USDA folks in Texas Tech to kind of look at that facility and maybe get their firsthand look at that. And it's a truly impressive place, and it's going to be a really huge asset to this area and to the cotton industry of the Lubbock region. One, the fact that it's here. Two, it's going to be clearly one of the most state-of-the-art classing facilities in the AMS inventory, and it's going to serve some really unique needs as well, because it's going to have the opportunity to really kind of pull in the young expertise that's being cultivated on the Texas Tech campus, and hopefully develop a whole new generation of folks that are not only interested in the cotton industry, but interested in learning about the quality and classing characteristics of cotton, and give us those folks that are going to kind of carry us forward into the next 20, 30, 40 years of this industry. So it's really an exciting opportunity and exciting development for Lubbock, and we're really looking forward to folks, especially producers, when they get an opportunity to be able to go by that facility and take a look at really how much technology and innovation has gone into the development of the cotton classing system that we have here in the United States. It's a one-of-a-kind system, and most, if not, you know, a majority of those innovations have been pioneered right here on the high plains of Texas with the use of, you know, high-volume instrument classing and automation and, you know, all the things that are kind of the hallmarks of our classing system. A lot of those things, you know, had their roots right here in West Texas. So we're really proud of this facility and what it has to offer in the future.
Okay. So we, again, have talked about a lot of different things here, but if we want to keep up with what's going on with Plains Cotton Growers and a meeting you had last week, the West Texas AgChem conference. I know you're working on getting those videos posted. Will we be able to find all of this online?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course, you know, anyone interested in you know, getting more information via Plains Cotton Growers, we encourage everybody to go by our website at www.plainscotton.org. Take a look at all the information there. Take a few moments, sign up for our email news service to be able to get some of the latest information that we have to share sent right to your email inbox. So those links are right there on the website. And you mentioned the West Texas Agricultural Chemicals Institute. That's a really kind of just a benchmark or a foundational type organization here that's served a lot of our allied industry folks for many, many years. Its primary purpose really is to share information amongst those guys and to also take some of the proceeds from their annual conference and roll those things back into scholarships that are provided to students at Texas Tech and Texas A&M and various universities around the state. So would really encourage anybody that's interested in seeing some of this year's talks, go to the West Texas AgChem website, which is very easy to remember, WTACI.org. And if you'll scroll down the homepage there, you'll be able to find links to not only this year's conference over the next few days, but also links to previous year's talks. And we had some really great speakers at this year's conference and some really good information that was shared, really entertaining, and would encourage folks to take a look at that and you know, utilize that resource for their own benefit.
Again, plainscotton.org. Sean Wade, Director of Policy Analysis and Research, on today's Agribusiness Report.
The future you want for your farming operation is out there, but it begins with unlocking the potential to control your growing environment. Introducing Momentum from Fendt, a new planting system that senses planting conditions in real time and responds with real answers. That yield, that success, you'll find it with Momentum. Learn more at livingstonmachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report. Again, our special guest today, Sean Wade with Plains Cotton Growers.
When you grow cotton, you need a heavy-hitting harvest aid, something that delivers rapid desiccation, that has powerful performance and safe handling. That something is Reviton herbicide. What's more, Reviton comes with a low use rate for greater convenience and efficiency. Hammer home this year's cotton harvest with Reviton. Learn more at helmcrop.com/Reviton. Always read and follow label directions.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Follow Plains Cotton Growers online at plainscotton.org.
The formula for success is a simple one. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why cotton growers looking to improve yield potential plant Delta Pine brand cotton, featuring 100 years of proven yield potential and exclusive genetics in every bag. Strong is a legacy all its own. Protect yours with strong cotton from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. It's the Agribusiness Report. Mark Jackanowski is chairman of the World Ag Outlook Board.
We raised our broiler production forecast for both 2022 and 2023. So with that higher production, higher supplies, that it tends to put some pressure on prices. So we also reduced our price forecasts for broilers for both 2022 and 2023. We lowered it by 2.8 cents per pound for 2022, currently forecast at 143.4 cents per pound. And for next year, for 2023, we reduced the price forecast by 6.5 cents per pound to 139.8 cents per pound. These are still very strong prices, and that's what's pulling in those higher production forecasts. But with the higher production, higher supplies, we would expect some weakening of those prices. Year over year, broiler prices are expected to decline about 3.6 cents per pound.